Welcome to the town of Bolton, Tuesday, March 10th, 2026, Board of Selectmen meeting with accounts payable immediately following public information meeting. First of all, I'd like to call the meeting to order. And number two, we're going to consider an act on accounts payable. Does anybody have a motion for the $102,000?
I'll make a motion to approve the $102,478.00 as presented.
Bryce seconds that motion.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, David, I'll start.
I start on page four.
Okay, let's start on page one. There's, you know, progression. So the printers at fire department. Maintenance on the printers, like for $1,000, you could almost buy a new printer. What needs to be fixed on the printers that was $1,000?
So that is a monthly fee that covers the copies and all that other stuff. It's not a printer, it's a copier.
Got it. And it's also not just maintenance, it's checking ink, checking paper, correct. Checking. Yep. Okay. All right. That makes me feel better.
Did you say it's monthly, Jim?
I believe that's a monthly.
So $12,000 a year on maintenance or
paper maintenance, right. Ink.
Is that about what we pay for the one at the library, which we know gets a ton of use because Liz has said how much?
Yeah, I will work on getting a report about copiers.
That would be good to know which ones around town are. On what maintenance plan and how much they cost overall.
Especially because I wouldn't think the fire department one would get anywhere near the amount of use of the library.
Agreed.
Just have public.
And it may not be monthly. It may be quarterly or biannually.
Okay.
But I'll get a report put together.
All right. Anything else on page one?
No.
On to page two. On to page three.
Okay. You have page four?
On to page four.
All right.
You're methodically here.
You keeping up with us, Bob?
Oh, my page number is. No, I'm on page five with my.
Oh, you're on page five. Okay. Anyone on page four? Five.
All right. Page five, electricity, obviously. NMRC. Curious on why.
Electric heat.
Electric heat.
So the. It's not because it's not just the Notch Road building as you see it. It also includes the temporary building,
portables,
which uses heat pumps. So you're using electricity, heat, and cool.
So how much of that heat are we losing out the roof leak?
No,
not joking.
It's there's no more than the rest of the building, the roof.
Correct.
I mean, it's only probably got 4 inches of insulation on it, maybe three.
I just think about $2,600 of electricity and heat pumps. I mean, that's a lot of heat pumps.
And that was for 0 to -10 for a month too.
Well, it also includes the senior center and rooms A and B,
right?
All of that is on this 1 meter.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks. Similar, same page. What is Lions? Third item down.
Lions?
Yeah.
L-I-N-O-S.
Yeah. L-I-O-N-S.
I'm trying to read that. That is a meter, which and I can't remember where it is, but it refers to Lions Field.
Is that at the...
Is that at the Indian Notch?
No, that's INP.
No. Is the Lions Field at Indian Notch, I guess is my question. I'm just trying to think about where they're.
I don't know. I don't know where that is.
Yes, John.
Yeah.
John would know, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's a low cost. It was just the one that I couldn't like locate in my head on which one's which.
I can't either.
Anything else on page five?
No.
Page six. I have a question on the full transmission replacement. And why it took so long to get to AP because it was done in December.
I don't know the answer to that. I'll have to find out.
Fair.
On page six, the general code.
Can I write this down first?
Oh, sure.
What page was that?
Six.
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 General code is the codification stuff that we are probably working on. The only thing that's holding that up from being completed is the changes to the wetlands regulations. Those are still ongoing.
That's the codification of
all of our land use regulations.
Okay.
So you have another question on that, Chip? All right. On to page 7. And on to page 8.
Wait, I had nope. My numbers. I don't know what happened to these numbers. Nope. I'm sorry. I'm taking us back to page 6. For the phone line for NMRC 2. Why is that so? Is that just proportional to other phone lines?
I believe Notch Road Municipal Center is on.
That's their internet and everything.
That's their idea, because I think that's voice over IP.
And do we have to?
And Dave, there's a couple cable things in there too, right?
Yeah, don't we have to deal with the election stuff over there? Is that
correct? Yeah, there's a special line in there as well. The SOTS line is in there for ROV stuff.
I was going to say, so that probably accumulates everything at the Notch Road, everything behind Notch Road, everything at the senior center.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes through there.
Yeah, it just hadn't stuck out to me monthly before, and I just must have.
All right, page 7 for real this time.
Yes.
Good.
On to page 8.
Page 8. I'm back up on page 9. Bob?
On page 8, there's a monthly charge for monitoring the old torn down school. Is that monthly forever or what? Monitoring?
Is that for the well monitoring, Bob?
Yeah.
So that well that's behind the Notch Road Municipal Center serves the Notch Road Municipal Center. It serves the temporary building. It serves the building and grounds building. It serves the highway building. It serves the Bolton Center School and the CVC building.
So if it's monitored, what are we monitoring for?
So it's considered a public water supply, and a public water supply requires a certified well operator. And that is the cost of the, I believe that's a monthly cost of the certified well operator, which I believe is La Framboise.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes out.
Will that go on?
I'm sorry, Bob?
Will that go on for forever?
Yes.
But that, did that exist prior to the demolition?
It's existed
forever.
Yes.
Got it.
So we're essentially a water company.
Yeah.
And you have to have it monitor.
Correct.
Less than paying for water.
Yeah. All right. Anything else on page 8?
No. Nope.
On to page 9.
Page 9, reimbursement for Matthew Piera. The $599.96 LED lighting for firehouse. My question is, what is it, and what is the business purpose?
Is that the
light? Looks like it's still on the perimeter.
Is that they the
changed it from
yeah.
red
yeah.
during the Christmas season to blue on the off season? I believe it's they look semi permanent. That's a guess, by the way. I have no information other than speculation.
That's accurate.
So it was on the trim, right?
Yeah, and so I guess is that. I don't know. It just seems like a lot of money for seasonal festivity. Feel goodness.
I think they're still on, aren't they?
Yes, I believe they are.
I think they leave them on red at this point. They have a lot of pride in their firehouse and they want to light it up. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay.
Yeah. It is a lot.
It is a lot, yeah.
If you buy the cheaper ones, you're going to be buying them every 2 years.
And right.
Hopefully this lasts them for 10 years.
Right. And if I were just looking at an expense on a, you know, on a government contract or a
Right.
government grant,
Yeah.
and I would say pride is not a business justification for allowability.
Right.
And that's my comment on it.
You think how much do you think that increases our electric bill every month if they're leaving them on?
They're okay. LEDs, so
that's probably
very minimal
dollars.
Okay.
Yeah. The benefit is the installation cost was free.
Oh. Am I looking at the
installer? Oh, well, the fire
department.
Oh. Awesome. Gas to run the ladder to get the lights to the top, or diesel, or whatever the fuel is.
Everything has an opportunity cost, so nothing's truly free.
That's right. That's
anything else on page 9?
I'm not up until 12.
Page 10. Page 11. Page 12. I believe that's you.
Yes.
Let's continue us back to 11.
No, I'm not, but Kim needs to come back in for this section so I could ask her a question for her. But town green improvements, status of the plans, how we doing? We looking now that we have a thought.
I am hoping to meet with Mr. Dillon on Thursday morning to look over these plans with Rodney.
Okay, so then we can hopefully have an update on the 24th, our next meeting after our next meeting.
What are you looking for an update? The plans, as far as Joe is concerned, are like 95%. He just wants our input before he finalizes them and puts the bid documents together.
Okay, and I guess what I'm just looking for is making sure that we're still on schedule to complete by...
I believe we are, yes.
On June 30th.
I'm not scared yet.
Okay.
I would ask Mather if he's scared yet, because he's got the experience in that.
We've invited Mather to the meeting because we had all kind of asked him if he would put his eyes on it.
Sure.
And he thinks he's able to make it at 10 o'clock on Thursday morning.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
And you said that we'll have a chance to look at the design also, the plans.
If you want us to wait until the 24th for you to look at, I mean, it's...
I don't want to hold up the process, but I thought that's what you said.
If you can send them out just for us to be aware of
them. I will. As soon as I get an electronic copy, I'd be happy to forward them to everybody.
Good.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's really grading. It's putting and filling.
I am concerned and interested in the grading,
yeah,
the final product. It could look, you know, if it's not done right, it could look like a cupcake in the middle.
Understood.
It could look like a desert, and then the same thing is gonna, you know. And so I just
like it's very cool.
Happy to send them up. Happy to send them up.
Great.
Then it's a good opportunity, and just making sure we're taking full advantage of
we
it.
We are, and I will tell you that, you know, after a full month of going back and forth with them, they have accepted all of the stuff I've sent them for the grant. And it's now in legal review. And that's the first step in their approval process. So that they should streamline it and get it approved for us very quickly. They don't have the state.
Okay, thank
the funding source.
Yes.
So we may have the funds by the time we're done with the bid process.
Okay, good.
So it's going pretty well. I would have liked to be where we are 10 days ago, but I'm still comfortable with where we're at.
Thank you.
And then what about Quarry Road, Vernon Road intersection? Because that road's been, or that intersection's been dangerous for years too.
So we've completed the survey work and they've started on the planning.
Okay. When do we expect to have the planning phase done?
Our next, so they are continuing to work on it, but our next priorities are to finalize the bid documents for the community septic system and the fields at Herrick Park.
Okay.
So the Vernon Road intersection, is there an actual documentation of accidents there? Has there been any? I mean, it's a scary road. I'll give you that.
Well, I think it's much like Notch. People avoid it because they don't want to have to go through it.
Yeah. Right.
Like I've been on Vernon before and gone the other direction just to get back on Quarry and go towards Vernon.
Yeah.
Because that intersection is...
No, we've had residents here with very compelling anecdotes.
That's right.
You know,
dangerous is...
And I think there's been three accidents too in the last year.
We've had a couple there at least in the last year. And the scary part is they tend to be serious accidents. And I don't get it because
both directions are taking it at speed, right? Because it's technically a yield sign, but you can't see anything.
No, you can't.
So it's like, sure, you're yielding, but you're not. You don't know what you're yielding to.
I just never heard how many accidents there were, and if there was any.
It's a minimally used road, but it is not an ideal design of that.
But the accidents do tend to be serious in nature,
right? Well, because people go flying down the road, 45, 50 miles an hour.
Okay, sorry to interrupt.
No, moving on. All right, we're on page 12. Any other comments on 12? Yeah,
what's the holding tank? I don't remember hearing anything about that.
The holding tank is a. Is an oil water separator tank that sits behind the highway garage, and that has to get permitted through DEEP. It's not an every year thing, but this unfortunately was the year that we had to redo the paperwork for the permitting for that.
And our
engineering team did that. Yes.
Does the permitting paperwork?
Yep. Okay. And if you notice, you probably have noticed a couple of times where we have charges for pumping. And that's for pumping that tank.
Okay.
The next one, this is just a more foundational question for me too. Both of these bottom charges are for the same address, 7 Beechwood.
13?
No, I'm still on 12. Oh. The bottom two charges for engineering, I'm sorry. Do we just...
So you don't... Those appear on your AP because we pay them to the town, but you're not actually paying for those.
It gets recouped by the.
So when there's a specific address that's doing a build out on a sewer project, that's what this is. Mm-hmm. We collect fees up front, and we maintain basically it's like an escrow account,
mm-hmm.
and so that gets charged to the owner.
Okay, that was
where's Beechwood Road?
It's Vernon.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
we split up the work, right? So the town of Vernon does the billing for the sewer use fees, and we do the administration and the payment of bills.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Anything else on page 12?
Oh, yes. One more for Patrice. I don't know if we've ever specifically talked about how she... How does she bill as a contractor? Does she submit
She submits an invoice.
An hourly invoice?
Yeah.
She submitted a report too at one point.
I recall the report, but I don't recall an invoice component of it. Okay.
So, you wouldn't see the invoice. So what we do is we generate a purchase order at the beginning of the year that encompasses all of the hours she's anticipated to work for the year. So when we get the invoice, those are processed through the land use department.
Thank you.
All right, page 13. Page 14. Page 15. Glad to see that $2,500 finally got invoiced after your discussion.
Yes, we have now paid all of it. Once this gets approved,
excellent.
We will have paid all of the bills for the demolition.
Excellent. Thank you, Jim.
Page 16. Page 17. And page 18. Page 19. All right. I think that's it.
All in favor? All right.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. That's 6 yes. Mather Clark is absent. And don't we usually have a little sign sheet here that we can send back to her?
Oh, we can sign one of the.
Yeah, we'll sign. We can send one copy.
No, we have unused copy here too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We have extra copies here.
That way we can
clear. So just to recap, the three things that I'm going to get you is a report on all the copiers, what the charges include, and what the frequency of those payments are, and what the payments are. You'll find out where the Lions electricity meter is, and I'm going to find out why it took so long to get the bill from the transmission at Freightliner into the AP and get paid. Is that, I believe that's all you've asked for that I owe you.
That's correct.
Thank you.
Consider an act on budget transfer.
I don't know if there's any to add to them.
But we have comments on the one that's there. If you want to start price.
Yeah, I'm just curious about it. Is this for the employee who until last week was doing our emergency management?
So we had over, yeah, it is, but it is for overtime for the snow event.
Isn't that a stipend that we pay on?
No.
That's an hourly?
So currently it is hourly. That's correct.
Okay.
She's an hourly employee.
And I thought
part of her paychecks comes out of the administration budget. Part of the paycheck comes out of the emergency management budget. But because there was overtime and there was no overtime budget, we had to transfer money from the payroll portion to the overtime portion.
Okay, I just for whatever reason feel like I had recalled it being a stipend as described to us when we were reviewing the budget.
For the emergency.
Yes.
Indeed. It is not a stipend. It is part of her hourly rate currently.
This will come back up during
more than likely when we replace this individual in this role, it will be a stipended position because it won't be shared with some other work.
It would be very complicated.
So just go down the road quickly too. You anticipate hiring a full-time emergency management personnel?
No.
There's only $8,000.
Yeah.
No
allowance or something.
No, it will be, currently we have one person who is qualified and interested in the role, and it will be on an as needed basis, although there will be some monthly expectations that
training
that will have to be fulfilled.
So it would be a stipend in addition to their negotiated rate is now.
We get a grant every year.
This is not an individual that currently works for the town.
Okay.
So it would be like years ago when Ray Walker was our fire marshal. He didn't work for the town. He got a monthly stipend. Very similar to what our board of selectmen get. You get a monthly stipend. So we anticipate the future of that emergency management position being a monthly stipend.
Okay. That's interesting.
All right.
It's an opening. What?
Actually, it's not an opening because it's not listed on the town website.
Gotcha, Tim.
Appointment available. Don't hate yourself. At this time, I'd like to make a motion to add an item to the agenda. I'd like to add for 3A to discuss the registrar of voters' intent to issue a public notice.
Before we do that, I'd like to request that you amend your motion, which I would second if you change it to be the approval of minutes, which is in the packet and not on the agenda for January 21st.
If we make that 3C.
It's listed as 4 in the packet, but it's not on the agenda. But if you want to go to yours first, I'll second it.
On the agenda.
I'm sorry, repeat that, David.
Number 4 in the packet is the meeting minutes.
Correct.
So that, because it's in the packet, I would think it would come before the other.
No, it's 4.
Oh, the packet that I have.
Oh, no, you're
emailed just. Oh, I never got the updated packet then.
So you're saying you want us to make this R stuff for B and C?
Yeah, because it's not in the packet.
Okay, go ahead. Make it 4 B and
okay.
4 C.
I withdraw my motion. And I'd like to make a motion to add as 4B to discuss the registrar of voters' intent to issue a public notice.
Mm-hmm. I'll second that.
Any discussion? It's for discussion, but all in favor?
I'd like to discuss.
We're going to discuss it on 4B. We're just adding it to the agenda.
That's what I want to discuss. I know it sounds ridiculous, but I think we should try to limit the amount of items that we add to agendas. I think that because what it does, I mean, this is not maybe not a big deal. You know, we add little ones here and there. What difference does it make? But if we get into the habit and then it comes up to be a big item, it eliminates the public's ability to speak. And they don't, and they don't know. They don't know that it's on the agenda. So I just think that it should be, we shouldn't get into the habit.
I agree. Unless it's a super time constraining issue and it's critical that it gets done.
So put it on another agenda, but not, we shouldn't get into the habit of adding items.
I'll
support the motion tonight.
I agree with you.
Okay. Moving price. Are you an hour?
It just adding to the agenda.
Yeah. Bob.
Yes.
Okay. That's six yes and one absent, which is Matt Clark.
And I'll make a motion to add a second item to the agenda as
4C
to discuss and possibly act on a budget adjustment as a result of the finalized health insurance rates.
David will second that as well.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Six yes and one absent. Okay, so next we're on to the number 4 minute meetings from January 21st.
I will make a motion to approve the January 21st, 6 o'clock budget workshop number 1 meeting minutes as presented.
Tim Sadler seconds the motion.
Any discussions?
Yeah, I've got 2. Throughout this meeting minutes, it talks about FY25 and FY26. I am fairly certain that should actually be referring to FY26 and FY27.
That's correct.
So that needs to be corrected. And I will amend my motion when this discussion is over, because that's significant.
I have a couple. Yeah. Are you done?
Actually, okay. I have one more, but at the end, there is a 7-0-0 approval to adjourn the meeting, and that should actually be a 5-0-0 because there were 2 absent, or 5-0-2.
Page 6.
Yep. All the way at the bottom.
You got that one? Oh, or is that just on minutes?
The clerk will take care of that.
Okay.
I think that should be 502 maybe.
Okay.
Anyway,
Gwen.
No,
yeah, hold on. Last page, second paragraph, it begins A. Golden. I just want to clarify, catch the average cost to mill and overlay a town existing road, is it really $260,000 per mile?
That was a discussion we had. Yeah,
it's mind-boggling.
Right. Yeah,
it's mind-boggling. Okay, I just wanted to make sure that number is correct.
I think to build it was $1 million a mile.
Wow.
I think it was like 600 or 800.
600. Yeah,
it was high.
Wow. Okay, that's really amazing. And then last paragraph, there's the word date should be added at the end of the last sentence. It's just missing. At a later date.
Yep.
That's it.
And my only other comment too is under the highway component, and we had discussed, and I believe AJ had offered to bring us the road prioritization plan, and I would like to reaffirm the interest in seeing that.
I'm only owe you 4 cents.
Sorry, Jim.
It's okay. I live to
technically, you don't owe us that 4 cents. I think it was someone else who owes us.
Well, and AJ has the answer to the transmission question too.
David's amending a motion.
Yeah, I will amend the motion to accept the minutes with the
corrections
discussed here tonight.
I will second that motion.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Abstain. I wasn't here.
Bob?
Abstain.
Okay. Yeah, so it's 4 yes. Gwen and Bob DiPietro are staying.
He slipped under the majority.
Yeah.
And Mather, it's absent. Okay, now we move on to 4B, which is discuss this letter that's in the back of your packet that the ROV wants to do whatever the ROV wants to do.
Can we take a minute to read it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
As you were the only no vote on this change during
I just put my name on it.
I do have a comment too while the others read. Under Q and questions and answer for number one, I would propose we find there's a better way to reword sentence number, I guess is that three or four, which begins state statutes in a town order ordinance. Four, let the board of selectmen set the starting time. For I think because my understanding too is that the ordinance says it is 12 p.m. to
Correct.
a.p.m.,
Correct.
and you can do exceptions to that should they choose
That's
to.
correct.
And I think that could be clarified where it says
You can even be silent on it and just say, or just simplify it to say town ordinance governs the minimum hours for these elections.
Just so you know, this is just a discussion. There's no action on this.
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to take your comments and get them back to the ROV.
Thank you.
So what I put here is that you'd like that sentence rephrased.
We need a discussion on why my name's on
Well, I think you can ask your name to be
there.
removed.
Well,
the only one to vote against.
Yeah,
I'm not part of this.
that's understood here, Rodney, as we under I understand I personally I understand your vote. Yeah.
I don't have any comments. I'm all right with it.
Sam?
That's fine. People aren't gonna.
Bob, are you okay with
I'm
what they got?
fine.
Okay, they're gonna make a correction or two, and they're gonna post it at the library at the senior
They're
center.
going to start to distribute it so people are aware of where and when to vote.
The people who go to the library and the senior center will be aware of. Okay. Any other questions? Or shall we move on to 4C?
Michelle.
The rates for the health insurance came in, and they came in at
7%.
12.70 compared to the 15% that we had allowed, and it converts to about $20,000. So we were going to propose that we deduct the difference as calculated by the finance to reduce our ask of the budget by that.
So has this been sent to the Board of Finance already? Or
Has
Finance
not.
Committee?
It'll go this week.
We want to do this before.
I was just thinking, like, what's the difference between us doing it now and us just saying, hey, Finance Committee, if you wanted to, you could, and then having that be a deduction off the Finance Committee.
Because we, as the Board of Selectmen, go in with a 3.2 budget versus 3.4.
Really, 0.3%?
Huh?
Is $20,000 really 0.3%? It should be like point.
The rough calculations that were done today were put it at 3.26%.
Okay, so okay.
And as the Board of Selectmen, I think that makes us look very responsible.
Six and one half and dozen the other, no?
Yeah, I mean,
I agree. It hasn't been said. I
I would
agree
be in
with it.
favor of adjusting our accepted budget. Why not?
Yeah, I
So, do
we're
we know the
responsible
calculus
as
that the decrease is from 15 to 12.7?
what I would propose is that if you're in favor of us doing it, is that you permit us to make the change from 15% to 12.7%, and those calculations will be checked by administration staff as well as the finance department.
I'll make a motion for the approved budget by the selectmen to be modified, including the decrease in insurance from 15.7%. 12.7% before it's sent to the Finance Committee without the Board of Selectmen further seeing it.
I'll second the motion.
Any
Okay.
further discussion?
Does it have to be an emotion or just consensus?
No, it has to be a motion because you adopted the expenses by the current budget by a motion.
The other day we did, last Thursday, we made a motion to adopt the budget, and now we're making an adjustment to it.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
That's six yes and one absent.
Just for clarification, we didn't adopt the budget yet. We didn't.
That's
fine for me for consideration, but
right.
Why can't it be like 5% increase, 12% increase, like every year? It's like, what the hell?
I need someone who works in healthcare to be here.
It's crazy.
No, you need somebody.
How is that legal?
Government.
All right, I'm going to adjourn.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yeah. David got the second in.
And I bought.
Yeah.
It's true. I should buy stock in his company.